So now we're going to just sort of have a welcome to the retreat, really. And first of all, wanted to introduce team members and then say a few practical things, and then Parmanda will give a introduction to the theme of the retreat. So Parmanda and I will be leading the retreat. And we'll kind of be alternating the morning sessions, who leads that, and then in the afternoons there's an opportunity if you want to be in a group to be in a group, and then we'll do some practice, maybe have Q&A, or sometimes we'll just have extended practice in the afternoon session. And then evening session's going to be mainly meditation and ritual or mantra chanting, but maybe with a few bits of reflection there. So that's the plan for the retreat.
Time is the morning session. I'm so sorry.
No, it's fine. It's 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock in UK time, which somewhere in all the stuff you got sent, there should be conversions. But anyway, I can't think in my head now. And then it's 3:30 till 5 UK time, and then the evening sessions will be this time 7:30 till 9. Yeah. Bye, Amanda. Thanks for popping by. See you later. And any other questions? Okay, so Amanda, you've just seen and she's left. Do you want to introduce yourselves a bit more fully? Patricia and Ratnadeva.
Yeah, I'm happy to say a few things. So I'm Patricia. I'm very much part of the West London Buddhist Centre Sangha. I'm still in my very full-time job this week, but I'm just helping out just to host and hold the space on a few occasions. So I'll be thinking of you while I'm at school with the children in the week, and I'll be here to hold the space when I can. But yeah, that's me. And I'll pass on over to Ratnadeva.
Hi all. Yeah, great to be here on one of these retreats that I have been wanting to get on for ages and haven't managed, but here I am finally. So I work full time with the West London Buddhist Centre. I'm Mitchell Convener, and yeah, looking forward to the week ahead and the poetry of liberation.
Awakening.
Awakening. Thank
Yes,
you.
liberation.
I could
And
do
just to
with a
say,
bit of that.
do you want to say what you're also going to be doing when you're not on the screen?
So I will be putting material that is used, displayed during the retreat. Any materials, any resources that Bodhi Lila presents, I'll be putting them on the web page. So we've got a web page for this retreat, and any materials will be on that web page, including the recordings, the Zoom recordings. So both visual, video, and audio. So you should get those fairly promptly. That's the plan, at least, after the sessions are aired.
Thank you. And he will also be manning the teaching email. So if you've got any queries or requests, or you want to let us know something or ask something, if you write into the teaching at West London Buddhist Centre, so you'll have got these all in your retreat emails, but I'm just posting the address for the emails and the link to the retreat webpage in the chat. And you did get sent an email just earlier this evening in case you just want to get the links without reading through a whole load of stuff. Yeah. Okay. But anyway, if you haven't got them, then just contact us and we'll sort you out. Okay. But yeah, so yeah, if you do want to contact Paramanda and I as well, you can just email, or you can post in the chat to whoever's hosting privately, and they'll pass on messages or whatever. So I think probably most people here will have been on a Zoom retreat before, but if you haven't, just, we can use the chat to post to everyone, or you can do it to the hosts and the co-hosts privately if you want to send a message. Yeah. And also, if you want to say something, there's little icons where it says reactions along the bottom with a sort of smiley face, and you could put a hand up and do various other things. Or you can just do it old school by waving, and then hopefully somebody will notice that you are. Okay. Okay, so I think that's sort of probably the practical stuff. So the other thing I was just saying, that because we're not doing an early morning meditation, which we normally do, you're invited to come along to the sort of West London early morning meditations, which are at 7 o'clock UK time, which are at the Deva. And some mitras will be leading. Unled meditation, just bells, maybe a little reading. So if you want to do that before our first session, do feel free. You've got the link for that as well. Okay, I think that's all the practical stuff. So, other than, yeah, just it is different doing an online retreat to an in-person retreat. Having done a whole lot of online retreats during lockdown, I've got quite into the rhythm of that. And then now, since certainly in the UK we're freer, I've now, led quite a few retreats in person. And they are different, and they also, I think, can take you to similar places. So even though we are all in these boxes and in different places on different continents, there is a connection here. And we'll all be going on a shared journey together and creating, co-creating a community for this week. And it's nice that there'll be some people that you might have seen before, some familiar faces, some people that you might not. But hopefully during the course of the retreat, you'll get a real sense of people, even if you choose not to go to the groups and you're just practicing alongside people. I think you do get a real sense of connection. So, Paramananda, would you like to introduce us to the theme, Poetics of Awakening?
Well, I don't know how long ago it was now that Bodhidharma asked me to come up with a title for the retreat, and I thought the Poetics of Awakening sounded quite nice, you know. I suppose it has a particular resonance for me personally, because probably for over 30 years, I don't know how long I've been teaching, well over 30 years anyway, and throughout that time, poetry has played a very kind of important part in the way I teach, and also in the way I practice. So it's quite a nice title for me personally. I think I also had in mind the what was it, 18th century English poet, painter, engraver, mystic, William Blake. I'm sure many of you will be aware of at least some of William Blake's poems or William Blake's engravings and paintings. And William Blake was very keen, and he had this idea which he called double vision. He was very keen on this idea of double vision. And what he meant by that, or what I think he meant by that, is that everything has at least two, if not more, ways of looking at or experiencing. So what I mean by the poetics really is not necessarily about poetry. I think to look at something poetically is to look at it in a non-literal way. Sometimes literalism is regarded as being a single way of looking at something. So poetics implies it has multiple ways of looking at or experiencing things. And for me, at least, this is one of the main elements of meditation, really, is this idea that we can encounter ourselves in different ways. We can have different perspectives, maybe even come up with new stories, new feelings, new ways of feeling and being in the world. And meditation can be a very useful aid in this, you know, looking at the world afresh and looking at ourself afresh. So it's a, in this sense, we could say meditation is research, yeah? To research, to look again, though looking or feel again, perhaps, yeah? Feel into our experience in a different way. And me and Bodhi Leader, over 2 years now, and since the pandemic came about, we've been doing these online retreats. And I think for both of us, what we are trying to do when we do these online retreats is to try and refresh or give you a slightly different, perhaps a slightly different perspective on what meditation can be or is. You know, it's very easy, isn't it? Even though meditation ideally is encountered anew every time we sit, of course, it's very easy just to get into a habit of meditating in a particular way or thinking about ourselves as meditators in a particular way. You know, I'm a good meditator, I'm a bad meditator. And actually, there's no such thing as a good meditator or a bad meditator. It's just you being with your experience with some care and intimacy. Yeah? So this is what the retreat really is. It's just a way of us together exploring what meditation is. I don't think either of us, myself or Bodhi Leader, are very keen these days on trying to tell people what they should experience or what they should be doing. And we're much more interested in supporting people to really look again, to research, re-experience, and to come anew, come to meditation with what Suzuki Roshi very poetically called beginner's mind. And this idea we get in Zen, that every time we sit, we encounter ourselves afresh, anew, for the first time, as it were. Because actually, every time we sit, we're a bit different, aren't we? We know this as a basis of Buddhism, isn't it? Everything's coming into being in every moment, isn't it? And we're coming into being in every moment. And meditation is a place where perhaps we can experience this with a little bit more clarity, perhaps a little bit more intensity, and perhaps a little bit more intimacy. So this is the theme, if there is a theme, it's to loosen our mind a little bit about what meditation is and what it might be able to support us to do, you know, in the world. So it will evolve under its own dynamic, really, as Bodhi Leader says. It's a little bit different it's quite different actually doing a retreat online and doing it in person. It's quite different for me because actually I'm sitting here. Very nice to be with you all, by the way, and welcome. But I'm sitting here and all I can see is a sort of fuzzy white light, because unfortunately I can't see much these days. So it's quite a strange thing for me personally to be doing, just like I'm talking to fuzzy white lights. Anyway, that's all right. But it's an opportunity for all of us just to have a bit of a deeper experience of ourselves, hopefully. And also, as Bodhi Leader said, an opportunity for us to support one another, and also to turn our hearts towards the world, I think, which I know for me is just becoming this more and more crucial need, isn't there, for us to turn towards the world with awareness and love, not only, you know, we spend a lot of time trying to learn to turn towards ourselves with love, but equally important, turning to the world with love, isn't it? Maybe even more important at the moment. You will get a bit of poetry along the way, I'm sure. But no poems tonight, but I hope you all have a poetic time and sense that it will help you awaken to something afresh, you know, awaken to your own heart, your own psyche afresh, literally. I think that's all I want to say. But a big welcome to you all, and nice to be here with you. Over to Poda Lilo in the dedication ceremony. Yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to do a dedication ceremony in call and response, with me calling and Paramananda responding. And if you can keep yourselves muted, but you can do the responses at home. Otherwise, it will be a cacophony with everybody Zoom operating at different speeds. So just get yourself comfortable. And bearing in mind that we'll be having a meditation after the dedication ceremony, you might want to get yourself into your meditation posture, whatever that may be. Whether you're sitting or whether you're lying, whether you're standing. And let's just take a minute to settle into your posture and arrive in our bodies. Dedication ceremony. We dedicate this place to the three jewels.
We dedicate this place to the three jewels.
To the Buddha.
To the Buddha.
The ideal of enlightenment to which we aspire.
The ideal of enlightenment to which we aspire.
To the Dharma.
To the Dharma.
The path of the teaching which we follow.
The path of the teaching which we follow.
To the Sangha.
To the Sangha.
The spiritual fellowship with one another which we enjoy.
The spiritual fellowship with one another which we enjoy.
Here may no idle word be spoken.
Here may no idle word be spoken.
Here may no unquiet thought disturb our minds.
Here may no unquiet thought disturb our minds.
To the observance of the five precepts.
To the observance of the five precepts.
We dedicate this place.
We dedicate this place.
To the practice of meditation.
To the practice of meditation.
We dedicate this place.
We dedicate this place.
To the development of wisdom.
To the development of wisdom.
We dedicate this place.
We dedicate this place.
To the attainment of enlightenment.
To the attainment of enlightenment.
We dedicate this place.
We dedicate this place.
Though in the world outside there is strife.
Though in the world outside there is strife.
Here may there be peace.
Here may there be peace.
Though in the world outside there is hate.
Though in the world outside there is hate.
Here may there be love.
Here may there be love.
Though in the world outside there is grief.
Though in the world outside there is grief.
Here may there be joy.
Here may there be joy.
Not by the chanting of the sacred scriptures.
Not by the chanting of the sacred scriptures.
Not by the sprinkling of holy water.
Not by the sprinkling of holy water.
But by our own efforts towards enlightenment.
But by our own efforts towards enlightenment.
We dedicate this place.
We dedicate this place.
Around this mandala.
Around this mandala.
This sacred spot.
This sacred spot.
May the lotus petals of purity open.
May the lotus petals of purity open.
Around this mandala.
Around this mandala.
This sacred spot.
This sacred spot.
May the Vajra wall of determination extend.
May the Vajra wall of determination extend.
Around this mandala.
Around this mandala.
This sacred spot.
This sacred spot.
May the flames that transmute samsara into nirvana arise.
May the flames that transmute samsara into nirvana arise.
Here seated.
Here seated.
Here practicing.
Here practicing.
May our mind become Buddha.
May our mind become Buddha.
May our thought become Dhamma.
May our thought become Dhamma.
May our communication with one another be Sangha.
May our communication with one another be Sangha.
For the happiness of all beings.
For the happiness of all beings.
For the benefit of all beings.
For the benefit of all beings.
With body, speech and mind.
With body, speech and mind.
We dedicate this place.
We dedicate this place. So we're just going to do a fairly short meditation. Seems shame to say anything in the way after the dedication ceremony. Maybe let's start with the aspiration really expressed at the end of that little bit of ritual. Let's think of all beings. You know, let's start with all beings. This idea that we practice not only for ourselves, not only for our friends or family, but actually we practice for all beings. So as you breathe in and out, just open yourself to the world. Have a sense of the world, all those other people, those other animals and insects, maybe even the plants and the trees, the world itself. So just a sense of being in the world. How do you feel this evening? If it is evening for you, whatever time of day it happens to be for you, how do you feel just sitting here in the world? If you can let your face just relax, your legs relax, the sense of the earth under you and the sky above you, and just sitting with each other, having performed that dedication. Whenever we meditate, we try and start from where we are, as it were. So when we begin a retreat, we try and do the same thing, just start from where we happen to be at this moment. Always in the world, aren't we? Always had to have the sky above us, and the earth below us, and the world all around us. So whatever you feel, whatever you think happens in the world, you happen in the world, don't you? As you breathe in and out, the world flows in and out through you. So you're always intimate, connected to the world, whether you know it or not. So just sit together for a while with our breath and each other in the world. I'm just noticing what's happening now. You need to just remembering your breath, the room you're sitting in. The other people you're sitting with in the world. Just noticing how you feel sitting there. How you feel beginning this online retreat.
Om Mani Devahui. Om Mani Devahui. Om Mani Devahui. Om. Okay. So we're going to end there, and it feels like we're in quite a quiet place. So I don't really want to say anything other than hope to see you tomorrow. 9 o'clock is our first session. And Paramananda will be starting us off with some thoughts, reflections, not a talk, or maybe a talk, and some practice. So do come, and hope you have a, well, it's different times of the day for everybody, isn't it? So just go well. Did you want to add anything, Paramananda?
No, I'm waiting. No. Yeah, just look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Thank you, Paramananda. Thank you, Bodhilila, for beautiful beginning of our retreat. Very grateful to you. Thank you. See you tomorrow.
See you, Kalpana.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye, everyone. Take care.
Yeah.
Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye, Mogalila.
Bye, everybody. Take care.
Bye, Christine.
Bye.
Bis morgen. Gute Nacht.
Gute Nacht, Alissa. Bye, Brooks.
Thanks for that. I've had a comment from Alisa saying she